Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us on today's program is the mother of Kaylee DeHeer, Tina Unimark, and student council member Ethan Vance after the Pella High Student Council presented Kaylee and Tina with a $3,000 check for a service dog. First, here's Unimark.
Well, Tina, you got some big news today. You've been working on a fundraiser for your daughter, Kaylee, and the student council, I hear, put you over the top of your big goal. First of all, what was it like to see the check that you got from these students?
I didn't know how much to expect, and given the concession stand that they did and the tip nights that they did at Pizza Ranch, you never know how those things are going to go. So the fact that we got a check for $3,000 was wonderful. It put us over the top of our goal to get Kaylee's dog.
And this has been quite the journey for you, almost a year now that you've been in this process. You know, what is it like now to see that you finally get over that big hump and you have the opportunity now to get a service dog for your daughter?
So relieving. We were absolutely willing to put forth extra money of our own to make sure that she got it, but the help that we got to get there without having to do that ourselves was wonderful. So now that we can spend that money to take care of the dog once we get it.
And why don't you reintroduce our listeners just to kind of the backstory behind this whole project and how it really started and how you got involved.
So Kaylee was born 10 weeks premature, which now she uses a wheelchair for mobility. So we had looked into getting a service dog for her to help her become more independent and do more things on her own. So we had applied with Domestipups. They accepted us, and we started fundraising last fall around the end of November. And so to reach our goal by the first part of March is pretty outstanding for us.
And what's the next step now in the process?
So we will have a training camp with Domestipups in June for 2 weeks. That's when we'll actually receive her dog, and they will train us on how to handle the dog.
By next school year, she could have a service dog ready to go.
Yes, we will. By the end of June, we'll be home with the dog and have a couple months with it at home, and then they will come to school with her. It'll come to school with her in August.
I'm sure exciting news for you.
Very exciting, yes.
And so, as we understand, there's continuing work, and a service dog just isn't free once you get one. You have some work yet that you need to be doing, and some more fundraising you're working on.
We have a auction, silent and live auction, with a dessert bar going on March 17th at the Pella Opera House from 7 to 9:30 in the evening to help us raise funds to put up the fence that we need to help corral the dog so it doesn't get away and get hurt, and then for ongoing expenses such as vet expenses and those types of things. And then the Light and Lions Club also contacted me to do a pancake breakfast, which will be March 31st at Light and Christian Reformed Church from 6:30 in the morning till 9 or 9:30 in the morning.
Now joining us is student council member Ethan Vance.
Why did you get involved with this fundraiser?
It was brought up at a student council meeting by a junior, Hannah Blom, because she knew that they were looking for, that Kaylee was looking for a service dog. And they asked someone to head the committee for it, and I volunteered for that because, well, first I needed something to do and I like to be productive. And so I thought that would be a good opportunity, and I already had some ideas of what we could do to raise some money.
And you raised a significant amount of money. First of all, you know, what were some of the projects that led to this $3,000 check?
We sent out an email first for the T-shirts, Kaylee's T-shirts, to the student body and the staff. I don't think that's included on the check, though. I think that went straight to their family. And then the $3,000 was basketball concession stands, two of them. And then Grayson Parisi, a sophomore, did a Pizza Ranch tip night, which raised part of it too.
And as you can hear now in the background, a very emotional mother who's talking. And what does it mean to get to this point where you've put all this work together and you've worked hard to raise this money?
It makes me feel very good. And I think all of student councils feel very good that they brought the idea up. And it's also nice to know that not only did we reach our goal, but we went above that goal. And even though it wasn't that much work for us to raise that money, we know it has like a significant impact for somebody else, which is, it's nice to know, and it makes you feel good and better as a person.
And for Kaylee, who's a fellow student of yours, what is it like to give her an opportunity to be better acclimated with the student body, to have more opportunities here in the building that many students take for granted?
Even though I won't get to see the service dog in person because I'll be gone, I am very excited for her because I know it would take a lot of stress out of her life and out of her family's life about her safety and all that. So to know that she'll be living a more relaxed and happier life it's very nice to know that she can go about her life easier now.
And what does it mean for you to see your fellow students come together for a cause like this, to see the Pella High School community, so to speak, rally around a cause?
It was actually very nice to see that, because the way I see some of my classmates in the hallway and, you know, throughout class and stuff, it's actually really nice to see a very caring and giving side to them during the fundraising we did, and that they were very selfless in their acts. It makes you look the people, not just at the high school, but in the community who also volunteered, in a different light, and how they can be good in everybody.
Once again, that was Ethan Vance and Tina Udemark talking about a fundraiser for Kaylee DeHeer, who's been seeking a service dog for the past year. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.